CliffCentral.com. Rich, sorry, I almost ignored you.
No problem at all. How are you?
Good, man. Good, good, good. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, first of all, I'm still reeling from the fact that Sia wouldn't take a bullet for you.
I know. Isn't it awful?
I mean, it's just, you know, you think you know a person.
I know. Doesn't care about me at all.
I mean, little arms it is. I mean, they could stop a bullet. If you put both of them together, it can really work.
All right, so Rich, this is an awful, awful line. I'm just going to try and speed it along. What's on your mind this morning?
Okay, so I was listening to you guys talking this morning, and you were chatting about, how the people are upset about the sound of crunching, and
yes.
You know, like, oh, can you not hear me at all?
No, I can. We can hear you. Go ahead. The sound of the crunching.
And then about the people in China being unhappy about the Dolce & Gabbana advert.
Yes.
Now, this is a company, by the way, that sells 6,000 Rand T-shirts and 12,000 Rand pairs of sneakers. And we're upset at an advert that would have won awards if it was done by United Colors of Benetton five years ago or 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
And I realized that often, and even, I guess, to some degree, to the story about the security guard this morning, where everyone was jumping in and helping and offering this guy a job and stuff like this. And it reminded me of a thought I had the other day. And I was driving, I was thinking about how people are actually caring so much more about other people than I've ever seen before. Like we get very upset on behalf of other people, and we care on behalf of other people. And I was trying to think, are we just nicer human beings at this period of time? And what I've realized is I don't think that's the case at all. I think it's not that we're nicer. I think it's just that we have a whole lot less to worry about. I think what I realize is that we live in the age of satisfaction, that our lives are so fundamentally good or satisfactory.
You said that you're getting annoyed because you see people who are getting upset on other people's behalves, and it could be misinterpreted as people caring. But then you said what it actually is, and then you cut out.
Okay, so it's not that I'm annoyed by it. It's more that I'm curious about it, that we have this capacity to be, you know, I like that people care for other people. I think it's amazing. But I was wondering, why are we able to do it and we didn't before?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because we live in this age of satisfaction.
Right.
We live in an age in which we are more satisfied than we ever have been at any other point in human history. And because of that, we have excess capacity for which to care about other people. Because this wasn't always the case. You know, we're very, very quick to give our ancestors a lot of trouble for a lot of things. But the truth was, their children were more likely to die than not. They were more likely to die themselves for something, for an ailment that for us would be maybe like an inconvenient visit to the pharmacy.
Right.
And live in an age of such hyper satisfaction that actually we're able to turn around and say, well, I'm satisfied with everything I have. I don't have to fight for this. I don't have to fend off neighboring tribes coming to take things away, or, you know, hordes of raiding Vikings who are mm-hmm. taking down our town, or, you know, a toothache that will kill
even,
me.
Or even so, vicious animals, and, you know, the kind of things that our ancestors had to put up with all the time. They really were in survival mode, and now we have this luxury. People are a little bit bored.
Right, and so now it makes me think about, you know, China. This, you know, everyone in China is getting upset, say, about these Dolce & Gabbana adverts. But this, it's quite ironic, given that, like, in 1981, China was 88% lived in poverty. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, today, there's less than 7%. And I think it's actually quite ironic that the comparison or the complaint is about a brand that is selling, you know, 12,000 Rand pairs of sneakers.
Right.
And I also think it's crazy that some shops are taking the moral high ground and saying, you know, we're not going to stock this stuff. I'm sorry. If you were ever a shop that was stocking 12,000 Rand pairs of sneakers, you're part of a very big problem yourself. You don't have a leg to stand on. I think that's silly. And then I guess that brings you back to old Bonnie Pinch Charlie, that we were having a good laugh at him buying old lingerie for Camilla at his great mama's secrets store.
Yes.
But the dude has a point. You know, Black Friday is, for most of us, crass consumerism at its worst. I find that, like, we're buying stuff we don't need with money we don't have. And if you have any debt, right, if you have any debt whatsoever, you don't, it's not your money. You're spending money you don't have on shit you don't need. Mm-hmm. And unless you're one of the people that's genuinely poor and genuinely struggling, you know, I do think you're contributing to a problem. And I think that this is a byproduct of the age of satisfaction. We have so much of the stuff that we need that we're able to spend money on stuff that we don't need because it's a bargain. Like, right. This is the sum total of most of our problems. And because of that, we don't have this part of our brain that has been trained to look out for dangers. It's so bored that it's spending all of its downtime looking for dangers to other people and other things to be upset about. And I think to some degree that our outrage is a byproduct of our satisfaction. And I say this not to let it go, because it is really good and positive that we're trying to make everybody's life better. But more, before you're sitting there thinking that your parents and your grandparents and, you know, the grandparents before that were complete shits, you have absolutely no idea mm-hmm. of what their life was like when you're sitting there on your heated toilets playing on your iPhone. So shut the fuck up.
I totally agree. There we go. Thank you, Rich. That's brilliant. Good point, well put. And in the wake of Black Friday, it's good to know that you and Prince Charles agree.
Exactly.
Thanks, Rich.
Cheers.
Cheers. There's Rich Mulholland and our reality check. CliffCentral.com.